She's on the table.
Good evening. Welcome to the Annville School Board working meeting. The meeting is being called to order at 5:30. The Pledge of Allegiance will be done when we resume open session at 7:30. At this point in time, please make a note to where you are seated and where the nearest exit is. And also, out of courtesy, please silence all of your cell phones. At this point in time, can I have a motion to go into executive session for the purpose of interviewing for the assistant principal position at the high school?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries 7-0. We're gonna go into executive session now. Thank you.
you do not adjust the policies to automatically
Okay, thank you for that. And then is there a procedure or how does the board decide how many presentations will occur each meeting?
What happens is that when we do our agenda review, at that point in time, we'll make a decision how many presentations that we have. Typically, sometimes if we have a presentation, we say this is the presentation, what will we
So I just want to say, if you're doing 10 or 15 minutes a piece, say we do 15 minutes a piece, and we've obviously been here with, you know, hour and a half long presentations, but that's still an additional hour. So I just want to say, like, if you guys are really wanting community members to retain the information that you're, you know, giving in these presentations, which is fantastic that you're doing it. Like, I've learned a lot and I appreciate the time and effort that you guys are putting into them. But an hour and a half, 2 hours of presentations, I think is a little absurd. And
don't mute well. I'm sorry.
The community member, okay, well, Dr. Lang had an hour and a half long presentation, so I apologize for misspeaking for 2 hours. I'll take that back. I just think that it's a little long for your community members to really stay involved. Be able to pay attention because, let's face it, even though we need the information, they're kind of boring. So I just wanted to put that out there that, you know, too many presentations in one night or too long of presentations in one night is really not helping the community stay on the same page with you.
Thank you for your comment. I just will say that the last time that we had presentations, there were 2 second presentations that occurred. They may have gone in length because there were questions that were raised in the presentation. So that's why it went in length. We, as a board of education, are always mindful of the presentation, the length of the presentation, because we do want to bring out to be part of it. And so, as I stated just before, once again, we're supposed to have 2 presentations tonight. We already need 1. And we're not doing another presentation because of the difference of time. So we do take into account
so with that being said, the last of the presentations that Dr. Lang has done, she split up into several presentations. So just be forgot on that. Like I said, an hour and a half long, although it was fantastic and we did get a lot of good information, an hour and a half long is still open.
Yes, we understood. That's why we agreed this.
Yes. I could be thinking of the chucks something you have done. With numerous asks regarding video live streaming and all that, this could be a please answer. Why and how can you possibly revise this without the adoption of live streaming or archiving facilities? Ms. Johnson stated on 810 to 824 that you would archive the video website. You've demonstrated repeatedly that you did not care about the communication goals by your actions. The words in policy number 1000 were.
No, this, at this point in time, this is about coming into the village and I don't see in our village.
Is that something relations
goal? Yes, it is, but right now we're taking any comments about the agenda regarding
this. Is about,
so at the end, I will respond to all questions. At the end.
That was looking
asking me a question in regards to live
streaming. I'm asking you a question about the community relations goal.
So the community relations goal, we did not include you.
My question to you is why?
At the end of this meeting,
okay,
I will address about live streaming.
So can I talk about policy review then? Is that not on the agenda?
If you have a question about some of the policies that are here,
so, regarding policy review, if community asks that the same policy for the Avalon School District, policy 9150, staff and student duration, according to organization, be adopted. We had issues with a year ago, and no, but yet we do not feel so that the children are hard and why.
So, thank you for that question. Right now, what we're doing as a Board of Education, we are going through the different policies. We started at 1,000, 2,000, and we're going to go through. When we get to that, to the 9,000 series, we will address that particular.
But you just have children vaping as a priority. You would think that that would be at the top of the list. Issues.
We have other district policies that address.
Yeah, I get that, but that's a priority. You think that that would be well on your heads. Because it's quite simple to address that, because it's already an established policy that a neighboring school district. Your board, legal team, has drawn that up for them. The same thing.
So when we get to that particular policy,
right,
we'll address the policy.
Okay, answer me this then. When will we get to that number?
At the top of my head, I cannot tell you, because we're going to the school. Once we sit down together as a policy, I can give you a better idea of what the policy is. Our goal as a policy team is to address all the policies within the copyright system. So we're working on it.
And then regarding item agenda item, personnel action slogan on page 3.1. Please define page 1 to begin here that way.
Bill? Yes. The weekend awareness program this morning that applied to they come together on a Friday after school and they school. So basically, that's why it's going.
I guess you separate boys and girls, I would hope.
Indeed.
And again, that would be a perfect opportunity. You have overnight children, you have chaperones. You had a chaperone issue already. So, do we think that that would be at the top of your list? And you know what? We need to be done with some. I think the children. Now you have something in a month. So I'm saying maybe we'll work through it a little bit. Skip and bring that to the top of the site. So that this way, something that's not been stored is written, good wording, just take it and bring it on.
Thank you. I'm not, no, you want your timer.
And there's a, on page 28, see, there's a blank. Not go on
the timer. The
there's
timer
nobody went, even here to ask any questions. So
went
just
off. No, we're
it's
not.
Ridiculous.
I'm sorry. The timer.
Yeah. See,
the
again,
timer
your community
the
community goals are really skewed because you don't even let people type.
I do let
no, you don't. You don't answer
so
emails
you.
And you don't even answer the questions.
Thank you so much for your part. Thank you. All right. So.
going to go through agenda item 2B in regards to the different policies that the policy committee reviewed. Myself, Bill, Santa, and at times Dr. Riley from this
class. So at this meeting, we went over the following policies: community relations policy 1000, we went over 1020 direct and school district regulation, we went over 1130 regulations, we went over 1400 correspondence to the board of the public, 1230 public comment at board meetings, as well as 1500
parental involvement. From a policy committee, the recommendations that we are making to the board at this point in time, that for policy number 1000, that at this point in time, we make no recommendations for changes. For policy 1120R, after review, we make no recommendations for changes. For policy 1130, after review, we make recommendations for no changes. For policy 1400, we make no recommendations for changes. For policy 1230, this was a policy that NISBA had provided some suggested updated language, and which we did revise and we included in here. I think one of the things that we did make a decision to do for policy 1230 is to, for the beginning part of the board meeting, instead of having 30 minutes, that we put down 15 minutes for questions regarding agenda items. So most of the time, there really is not a lot of lengthy questions regarding agenda items for the agenda. So that's one recommendation. And there's just a little bit more detailed information that was recommended by NISBA in terms of some additional things for public comment, right? Which is about presentation should be brief as possible. The board will not permit in public discussion involving image of district personnel or students. All speakers speakers and observers have to conduct themselves in a civil manner. So some of that language was already here, but it just expands a little bit more, right? So we're asking for that particular policy that as a board that you read that policy through and that that we make it a first reading and then possibly a second reading if there's any additional suggestions. Dr. Fulton, you have a question about this policy?
Madam President, when you said the 15 minutes, the custom is in the 30, so I just wanted clarification. Is that on non-agenda items and agenda items here? Meaning, is it 15 on each year or is it just 15 period?
Thank you for the question. So the 15 minutes are for agenda items only, and the 30 minutes pertain to non-agenda items. Right. So because we wanted to leave the length of the 30 minutes for the non-agenda items, but what we have felt that with the agenda items, that there's typically not a lot of questions for the agenda items, so 30 minutes are not needed. And as always, and even with the last one, that any period for for non-agenda items, that period can be extended by the vote of the board. So that was similar to the previous policy. So please make sure that you read it through. And if you have any additional questions, that we can address it at the next meeting. For agenda item 1530, in regards to smoking and other tobacco on school premises, for that particular policy, there were some changes that were to that policy, and that was by recommendation of NISBA. And some of the things that were added in there were electronic cigarettes or e-cigarettes were one of the things that were added in there, as well as anything connected to vaping, right? So that was something that was added in as a recommendation to NISBA, and that was something that we agreed that needed to be in there. We want you to let you know that please make sure that you do review that policy. So therefore, if you have any questions about the policy, we can address it. Does anyone have any questions about the smoking and other tobacco use on school premises? And then for policy number 1900, which is parental involvement, the parental involvement policy was quite extensive with the changes that did occur. So I would recommend that you review the old policy. And these were recommended changes that were made by Dr. Lang. We reviewed the policy of the recommended changes and we feel those changes are appropriate. So please make sure that you review these policies because these are first readings and for agenda items 2B1 to 2B4. If it's okay with the board, I would like to make it the first and final reading for those items, or if you need additional time, we can make it as a first reading. So does the board need additional time to review agenda items for policies 2B1 through 4, or are you okay with voting on them tonight?
I'm okay.
I would appreciate time to read if I need to get a chance to read correct.
I'm talking about for all of them or for 5 to 7?
For 5 through 7.
No, 5 to 7 we're not going to vote on tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just going to be 1 through 4. So I'm going to move forward. I'm going to call for a motion for agenda items 2B1 through 2B4.
Second.
So that's Dave Hella as first and Leslie Kretz as second. Any additional comments or questions about these agenda items? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries 7-0. For agenda items 2B5 through 7, being that they are first read, there's no vote that we'll take on these these agenda items. Now we're going to go to agenda item 2C1, which is the October 19th agenda. So please go to that agenda. All right, so currently for the October 19th agenda, we do have several presentations that are scheduled to take place, and we didn't have the grant presentation tonight, so we're gonna review the presentations and make a decision exactly what's going to happen for next week, right? So for agenda item 1C, 1 through 4, the two things that definitely will have to take place will be the acknowledgement of our athletes for the soccer, the scholar athletes. Also the Historically Black College Tour, because the students will be coming to speak about that. And then also it's Board of Education Week recognition. We can always delay that one, but I believe there's some students that we can't delay because there's some students that are coming. So we will make a decision about exactly what will happen for next week. And there are some presentations that there may see, yeah, there may be some additional ones. So there will be some modifications in what the presentations will be next week. In regards to minutes, please make sure that you have reviewed the minutes. In reviewing the minutes, are there any recommended changes for review of the minutes? Seeing none. Next week, 2B1 through 3, it will be a second reading, so please take the time to review these items and review the previous policies as well as the updated ones. If you have any questions, then please bring them to the second reading. Any questions about the appointment of workers for the special district meeting? And that's pertaining to the library vote. And then agenda item 3A1, appointment of architectural engineering services. Any questions about that item? We do have another interview this evening that we have to go back to do. Agenda item 3B1, any questions about the PAR for agenda item 3B1? Agenda item 3C1 through 4, any questions about those items there? As always, I will ask council about contracts. There was a discussion about the scholarships. There was a scholarship that's being set up, so please make sure that you review that information. And treasury report, any questions or comments about the treasury report? And then contracts, any additional contract information we will ask. Approval of conferences, anything for approval of conferences? Approval conferences, anything? All right, now we're gonna go back to, the October 12th agenda. So going back to the October 12th agenda,
Can I have a motion for agenda item 2C2?
So moved.
Carol Seehoff is first. Leslie Kretz is second. Any questions about this agenda item? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries 7-0. Can I have a motion to approve the PAR with the exception of tabling item number 37, pulling item number 37, excuse me, on page 8. So can I have a motion to accept PAR with the removal of item number 37? We're going to remove it on page 8. I have Dave Hella as first.
Second.
Carol Seehoff as second. Any additional questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries 6-0 and 1 abstaining. I'm voting no. All right. And 1 no. So 6 yes and 1 no. Can I have a motion for agenda item 3C1, which is use of facilities?
Motion to approve.
Juan Leon first.
Second.
Carol Seehoff second. Any questions about the use of facilities? We know that with the use of facilities, there is the rag and muffin parade, but it will not interfere with homecoming. Right. Any additional questions or comment about use of facilities? Seeing, you know what? Seeing none? All those in favor? Aye. Motion carries 7-0. So ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna go back to the PAR, the personal action report. So with the personal action report, one of the things that we did in executive session this afternoon, we had interviews for the assistant principal at the high school. So on page 6, what we need to add in there is the name of the assistant principal, and the name is Dr. John Cardone. So congratulations. Dr. John Cardone is now officially the assistant principal at the high school. Congratulations. So please note that on page 3, C3, it's Dr. John Cardone. Approval of conferences. Can I have a motion for agenda item 3F1? Have a motion for agenda item 3F1, someone please? Thank you, Leslie Kretz. Do I have a second? Terry Fulton as a second. Any questions about approval of conferences? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 7-0. So at this point in time, Dr. Fail, do you have anything that you need to speak about? Dr. Fail, do you have anything?
No.
So for the Board of Education, one thing that we do need to bring back up to the forefront, we were talking about live streaming, and that one of the things that I had mentioned at a previous meeting that about establishing a policy. So at the policy committee, there was a discussion about live streaming and creating that policy. As we move forward as a Board of Education, I need to make sure that all board members or majority board members are in favor of video live streaming. So we're gonna have to go down the line, or I'll just do a little vote here. So I am in support of video live streaming. So I just need to find out from every single board member, where do you stand on video live streaming? And I will go from either way. Ms. Seehoff, Ms. Santos, what is your feeling on video live streaming?
Not a problem.
So Ms. Santos, no problem.
Okay with that as well.
Okay. I don't care, Mr. Fulton, Mr. Leone.
Well, sure, I'll just clean up this end over here. I have no issue with it. It's fine.
Okay.
I'm good also.
All right, so we will be doing video live streaming, and I will work with Mr. Christian Cole to get that up, hopefully for the next meeting, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
All right. Can I have community input on non-agenda items?
My name and address shouldn't be included. Okay, so first I want to start with the timer. We used to have a big one that the community members can see back when Mr. Fulton was the president. Do we still have that? Because I feel like the community members should be able to see our timer so we know how much time we have so we can edit the things that we have to say if necessary.
All right, so we will look into the timer.
Okay. We also need to make sure that it's paused when you guys are speaking, because that's my understanding is that our time is 100% our time. Okay, great. Moving forward, I feel, and I'm sure everybody else says that, you know, sometimes the community portion can be a little bit of a mess. Moving forward, I'm going to work very diligently about not interrupting any of the board members or staff members while I'm speaking. I would really appreciate it if that is done for us as well, because that takes up a lot of our time. And it also causes the meetings to last a lot longer. So I just wanted to bring that up. Why are you silencing the community by lowering the amount of time that we're able to speak with you? Again, when Dr. Fulton was the president, he listened to everything every one of us had to say, and therefore built trust with the community, because we knew that he was, you know, diligently listening to what we had to say instead of shutting us up. You know, we have very little trust in the board right now, which is something that we all want to change. I know you guys want to change that as well. And, you know, shutting us up so nobody can hold you accountable is definitely not the way to do that. And that is how a lot of us feel. I'm not saying that's what you do. I'm just saying that is how a lot of us feel. Okay. So why are we shortening the time?
I'm only shortening because we made a recommendation. Once again, this is a recommendation that the policy committee has made to shorten the non-agenda items that occurs in the beginning of the meeting.
I mean, the 30 minutes is what I'm talking about.
I'm sorry. We're only shortening the agenda items to 15 minutes. The non-agenda items will stay at 30 minutes. This time here will stay at 30 minutes. As always, even with agenda items, if we feel the community needs more time, and I'll say to the Board of Education, there are more questions regarding agenda items. Can we extend it another 15 minutes?
I'm not talking about agenda items. So again,
you're talking about non-agenda items.
I'm talking about non-agenda items.
Oh, yes. That's 30 minutes.
I'm aware of that. Like I said before, President Fulton allowed us to speak. He wanted to hear what we had to say. He never shut a meeting down. And in the 3 or 4 months that I've been coming to meetings, every one of them has been shut down. And part of the reason for that is that interviews are scheduled after the public portion, which I think is absurd. I think all of that should be done in one executive session, but that's just my opinion. So moving along, live streaming, super excited about that. When the community members ask for something to be added to the agenda, you had stated that there would be 2 email responses, one stating, yes, we received the email, and the second stating this item will or will not be on the agenda before the agenda is posted. So why is that not happening?
So I believe Dr. Fail had communicated back in regards to this agenda item?
Why did he not communicate first? Why did I have to reach out? You said at that meeting that we would be notified before the draft was posted whether or not the item was listed on the agenda or not. And to be completely honest, unless it's in writing, I really don't care what anybody has to say, like side notes or anything like that. So I was told that it was being considered, which is fantastic. But my point is that I had to take time out of my day to email the board, Dr. Fail, and say, hey, I haven't heard from you guys yet. You guys were supposed to get back to me. Why am I getting back to you?
We actually decided what decision was.
That's not the point. I'm talking about moving forward.
So I don't want to interrupt you, so keep going.
I'm waiting for an answer.
No, so I don't want to interrupt your time, so go through everything. We'll take notes at the end, we'll respond back.
Oh, okay, that sounds great, too. Okay, I think they already went over that.
You have about, that's why I don't want to interrupt anymore. You have about a minute and a half left.
Okay, fantastic. Definitely have time for that. Okay, so I have a couple of questions regarding answers I didn't get at the last few meetings. Part of that was because I had to rush out of one of them. So how is student data stored? Is it stored in a cloud? Is it stored in a secure website? Is it stored on the hard drives of our computers?
Go over the questions and we'll answer them at the end.
Okay. Why is the district refusing to announce to the students that don't have a lunch period that they can eat in class? I know that you've said that everybody is aware of that, but I'm still coming across parents and students that have no idea and their students are going hungry all day. Has the computer paper been returned to our third graders? And if not, I want to know why. And President Johnson, you stated that you would get back to me confirming if the missing drama money was being returned to the club of which it belongs. Has it been returned and how is that money being tracked? You specifically stated that you would get back to me with that information. And then the other thing I want, just one more thing, is everybody in this room, were they in executive session tonight? And the reason I ask that is because we were told that the public meeting would start 7:45, 8 o'clock. Well, at 7:45, there was several board members and administration staff here, and at 8 o'clock, there still wasn't. So I'm just a little confused. If we were running late because the board was still in executive session, why was half of the board here before the other?
All right.
But why was a quarter of the board here?
Are you finished with, your questions? Are you finished with the question?
Yes.
Okay. So in regards to student data, it's stored in the cloud.
A secure cloud?
All right. In regards to the question, district refusing to announce about lunch?
I am not unaware of parents.
You got to talk into the mic.
Yeah, okay. No parents have contacted me about any problems with the students not having lunch. That would be something that the individual principals would be aware of, and they should tell the parents, but not one parent has contacted my office.
That's because a lot of parents don't know that their kids are able to pick up lunch and eat in the classroom. That's why I'm asking that an announcement be made at the high school on the morning
announcements. We'll take care of it.
Okay. Thank you.
Dr. Felgino, about whether or not the computer paper was returned, or do we need to get back?
I think we have to get back to you on that. I do not believe it has been returned yet.
All right, so we'll get back about that.
I would like to point out this is the third or fourth meeting that we have asked this.
The drama money returned?
Yes. We'll discuss that.
Okay. In regards to executive session, there was a matter that we needed to discuss, and so certain members were asked to leave the meeting.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you. I will be expecting an answer regarding the drama funds because Johnson, you did specify
that we will give you.
Okay, I'm sorry, Dr. Bell, you're interrupting me. I'm speaking to President Johnson. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions regarding non-agenda items?
Hello, Margaret Shaw, South Bayview Amityville. Regarding the live stream, thank you very much. It is well overdue, so much appreciated. But part B to that question is, will it be archived? Because the audio still is yet to be archived.
We actually have to look into that. We will do that.
Let her ask all the questions up and we answer because we don't want to interrupt.
Believe it or not, it's my only question.
Oh, okay. If that's your only question, then we can answer the question. So in regards to whether or not the video will be archived, being as we're going to be working on the policy, I can have a better response to you, and I'm not too sure when that response will be.
Okay. So you said as of the next meeting, you were implying that video
at the next meeting,
we're only going to discuss it again?
At the next meeting, there will be video live streaming.
Okay.
And I stated just now that in regards to a policy, we will make decisions whether or not how it will be offered.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any additional comments from regarding non-agenda items?
Jerry Holman, Park Avenue, a senior. Within the high school, I still know of many students who don't know that they can get lunch. And the only reason why I'm bringing this up again is because it is important for our students to have lunch. And the parents shouldn't have to come to anyone to say, hey, my child doesn't have lunch. Can they get lunch? It should be announced, which it hasn't been, which we've been told repeatedly it will be. I've been listening every morning specifically for that announcement, and it has not happened.
Okay, thank you so much for coming for that question. I believe Dr. Fail said that one thing, Mrs. Stevens is in the audience tonight, and right after the meeting, he will have a direct conversation with her in regards to a very valid point.
Right. So my second thing is the class sizes. I've been noticing that a lot of our classroom sizes, there's way too many kids in these classes. We don't have enough teachers, specifically in the social study department. I have seen just too many classes where we have to bring in extra desks and there's still not enough. Our teachers are overwhelmed. We need to fix it. It's becoming a problem to our students' education and our teachers' jobs.
Thank you so much for that comment. I know that we continue to hire more teachers, and as we get more teachers, we definitely will hire them. And I'm sure that the administration at the high school is working every way they can to make sure that everyone in the classroom is getting what they need. And if they can make the class size smaller, I'm sure that's something that they will be doing. So we are aware that there are some class sizes that are bigger than what they should be, but we're also working very hard in terms of hiring new teachers.
Right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for the question.
Another question. Margaret Chubbs at South Bayview Avenue, Amityville. That just prompted another question because a couple of times I had come back to this podium and asked regarding what the deficit was in the hiring situation. And you said, this was even before school started. And you said, yeah, we're in a good spot. Meanwhile, really, you aren't in a good spot. It was hardly in a good spot. So now my question is, how many postings are up there and how many jobs need to be filled?
Dr. Waite, do you know how many postings we still have? Because we have been hiring every day. We did believe we were in good shape at the end of the summer. We did lose staff. We have vacancies now, and like I said, we're hiring every day. Dr. Wake, you have a number on it?
So we do have TBDs on our next agenda, and we will be filling those positions.
How many?
There are, I believe there are six on there, and those are the positions that we will be filling. These are a lot of the positions, too, that we're currently filling are positions that were vacated in September.
Are those the six that are on this 38 pages of agenda to
there are items on this
resignation?
Yes.
Because I noted six myself.
Yes.
Okay. So those are they posted?
Yes.
Okay.
Positions are posted and being filled, and principals, myself, Dr. Lang, we're all working on the interview process.
Okay. Above and beyond those six, how many jobs need to be filled?
Well, jobs are opening every day, literally.
So that
every
people
day.
Are flying the coop every day?
No, there is a turnover every day. People are taking FMLA. There are a variety of reasons that people do vacate their position, and that we are filling positions.
And
we're also filling positions for clubs and sports activities, et cetera.
Yeah, hopefully with stipulations on their record. But anyway, Dr. Fail, you had mentioned I just lost the train of thought that I was going to ask a question. All right, I'm finished. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions regarding non-agenda items?
Good evening, Dr. Fail, Central Administration, Board of Education, community members, staff, teachers. Just wanted to bring to the attention of the board that we have elapsed the time for a hearing to come to discuss a grievance. The time passed has been, was actually in the September board meeting. So we just want to make sure that it is on the agenda for upcoming for one of our grievance items to actually for us to have a hearing, because that time is actually, the district is out of compliance in terms of, you know, making sure that that is happening. And that's it.
Thank you. Any other questions regarding non-agenda? Right, seeing none, we're going to recess back into executive session for the purpose of interviewing the architect company. We anticipate being in there no more than 30 minutes. And then we'll be back out again. There's nothing else that we are scheduled to vote on for today. So can I have a motion to adjourn back into executive session at 8:53?
So moved.
Carol Seoff as first, Leslie Kretz as second. All those in favor? Aye. Leslie? Aye. Motion carries 6-0. Dave left, is not feeling well. Thank you. We'll be back in. Pin 16.
So moved.
Dr. Fulton is first.
Second.
Carol Seoff is second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 6-0. Can I have a motion to end the meeting at 10:17?
So
Leslie Kretz first.
Second.
Dr. Fulton second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right,
motion carries 6-0. Thank you.
Good night.